Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A Superior Court judge has ruled against Petersburg's legal challenge of the Alaska Redistricting Board's plan for new legislative districts. In a 16-page decision, Judge Michael McCahoney ruled in favor of a new legislative district that includes Juneau, Petersburg, and several other southeast communities. Executive Taylor Bickford of the Alaska Redistricting Board.
It's definitely good news for us, and it confirms that the board's process for drawing in Southeast Alaska did meet the requirements of the Alaska Constitution, and it's a good day for us. We're certainly happy that the court has validated the board's work, and now we're looking forward to the next step, which is trial.
Two Fairbanks area residents are also challenging the board's plan, and that part of the case is scheduled for trial next month. Petersburg initially challenged the plan on a number of issues. The suit argued the small community would have less of a voice in the legislature and had more in common socially and economically with other Southeast communities instead of Juneau. Petersburg officials this fall decided to drop those arguments and seek a summary judgment on the issue of whether a new district was compact, as required by the state constitution. City Councilor Nancy Strand was one of the plaintiffs in the lawsuit.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm disappointed, but I'm not really surprised. I wish we could have spent more money fighting the case.
The city council this summer agreed to spend up to $30,000 on the legal challenge, but would have had to appropriate more money to pursue the additional arguments and take the case to trial. Petersburg can ask the judge to reconsider his decision or appeal it to the state Supreme Court. Deadline is December 16th to file a motion for reconsideration. Meanwhile, Congress is scheduled to adjourn for the holidays this week, but there's still a big to-do list remaining before they can leave Washington, D.C. The House and Senate have to keep the government funded and operating past Friday when their latest continuing resolution, or CR, runs out. They also face a series of appropriation bills, and they have to decide whether to renew the payroll tax holiday. Senator Mark Begich says a payroll tax break, which reduced the amount American workers paid on taxes by nearly $1,000, is one of his priorities. So far, Democrats and Republicans are split on how to pay for an extension of the payroll tax holiday. Alaska's GOP Congressman Don Young says he thinks there's a lot of room for agreement across party lines, but he fears the constant attention of media and 24-hour news reports are causing more showboating and less hard work. Right now, it looks like Congress will likely work through the week and into the weekend.